Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
But and see how this shit is going. No, I'm not Rhymes playing Busta Rhymes. I'm not playing none of that shit you Rhymes talking Lord. About. No. No. Playing some other shit. Where's my shit at? Hold on. There it is. There it is. What are you talking about, bro?
Everybody like, hey. You disrespect me.
It's your boy, Lil Jon, Eastside Boys. This is for everybody to represent. They hood, they click, whatever. They county.
Yeah.
Obalaga. Decatur. Duval.
Yeah.
Baton Rouge, Sweet Paul. Augusta. Orange Mountain. Hey,
put your hood up. Put your hood up. Put your hood up. Put your hood up. Put your click up.
Motherfucker! Yeah! Yeah, bitch! I might have to take my hoodie off this shit. God damn it.
Drop them bows on him.
Been a little while, it's cool. East side niggas. God damn it. Moses?
Hmm? Put your hood up.
I just knew you was going to start shaking your dread to some shit, man. I just knew it.
The headphones would choke my head.
What are you talking about, bro? What?
I couldn't shake my head too much because the headphones.
Probably got to get some cordless headphones now.
Mm.
Bluetooth
headphones. Working on it.
We broke out here, bro. What you want us to do, man? Hey. Fuck you want us to do, man? What the fuck?
That's what they do on podcast.
Oh, my okay. God, man. Hold on, stop doing that shit, stupid. What the fuck? Oh, shit. Yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexicutioner. Oh, look at these niggas. Look, see how this. Yo, y'all niggas be disrespecting me,
Moses.
Man.
Yo.
I'm Lexicutioner. I knew it was coming. You can't tell me that's not fire.
No.
That's not fire?
You sound like an action hero or something. Like he doing a Terminator thing.
Maybe I am.
Okay.
Got my own movie coming out.
Okay.
L'Executioner. Mm-hmm. Marvel series. Me and Black Panther. Fuck everybody up. What's up?
See that.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Now you ain't got nothing to say. See, y'all niggas don't love me, man. It's all good. This is episode 119 out this bitch, a Dirty Water podcast, man. Fuck cancer.
I'm a superhero. trying to jump off of buildings.
Put your hood up! God damn it!
That's your crime song. He gonna say today, oh shit, you hear that? Put your hood up! Oh.
God damn it, fuck what's, cancer.
What is it, L'Extraordinaire?
Huh?
What was your name again?
L'Executioner, nigga.
L'Executioner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here comes L'Executioner.
Yeah. Put your hood up! Yeah. Fucking respect it, my nigga. Fucking respect it. What's going on, guys? How y'all doing, man? How's y'all week? How's life? How's your mental health out this bitch?
Everything's been good, man.
How's your whores? Y'all don't have any. I'm sorry. My bad.
I've been grinding, man, for these hoes.
I respect it. Money over the whores. I respect it.
They're still doing their whorish thing, so. Ain't nothing gonna change. They always gonna be there.
How come they don't stop being whores sometimes? Mm-hmm. They can stop. They can take a break.
Hood arrest.
Like, take a break, bitch. Goddamn. Nah, like, come on, man.
Hood arrest and the alley cats.
Oh, my God, yo. Rest in peace, Marco.
In the alley cats.
Rest in peace, OG. You already know what time it is. Oh, man. So let me tell y'all some funny-ass shit that happened to me the other day.
In the Nats.
What? I don't even know what you're talking about right now. I don't even.
Alley cats. And the Nats.
What is that?
Mm-hmm. Explain. You don't want them. Keep going.
Look, see, that's that bullshit.
Trapping in trenches.
Yo, so when's the last time y'all seen a motherfucker go to the Dollar Gen and they just do a whole fucking grocery shopping list, man?
Dollar General?
Yeah. I'm in the motherfucking...
Every day.
No.
Every day, niggas be stacking up. What you talking
about? No. Come on. Dollar General is supposed to be your spot where you just like want some
socks and clothes.
Some
in
and out
sweats
shit.
In there. The pink sweats.
In and out type shit, bro. You know what I mean? I'm in there trying to get just some, you know, some little laundry detergent. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Gotta wash my stinking ass clothes from work and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be two ladies behind this one lady. This motherfucker had a full cart of everything. Like you said, socks, toothpaste, water, frozen pops, Gatorades. Bitch, you don't need all this shit right now. Like, goddamn. The line is fucking backed up. The lady in front of me is shaking her head. From Dollar General, you could have went to fucking Walmart.
I know. She might have came with the Walmart.
You spent $150 in Dollar General. Come on, man.
Well, she don't feel like going way out of the Walmart.
It was the Walmart's right up the street, bro.
You got to let them get what they want.
Man, bread.
Huh? You can't get mad because they getting what they want.
Getting eggs.
The eggs is probably nice and cheap.
Grocery shopping at the fucking Dollar General was insane to me, man. I don't understand that shit. You don't spend $150. It's Dollar General, nigga.
You got the hot links?
You don't spend... This motherfucker had everything, bro. Gum. You don't even need all this shit. In one spot? Man, y'all got to get it together, man.
She probably had the coupons nice spot.
There was no coupons. Didn't see any coupons.
She got the app. Dollar General app.
Dollar General. I wonder if Dollar General has an app. I don't think they got an app.
You always gonna have the people that go up there in Dollar General have a whole bunch of stuff. It's never none. Like, you might get two or three and then there's always one.
Most of the time I go there, it's just one or two items I'm in them out. You know what I'm saying?
Got the kid running.
Shout out to the misfortunate. That you shitting on.
That's not shitting
that
on.
That you are. Obviously, she couldn't get to nowhere else, so she had to get to the fucking Dollar General, nigga. If you ain't feel like waiting, know what you could do? take your ass to Walmart, like you said.
Nah, she should have went to Walmart. You know what I mean? She hopped in a 2020 van, bro. It wasn't, no. She was good.
Now you worry about what she driving.
Now, listen, you said she was misfortunate. I'm trying to tell you that it looked like that to me. That's all I'm saying.
You know, it's in the household. You should have been mad at the person that supposed to come out there when there's a whole lot of people.
Okay, you got me there.
You should let her. What a goddamn motherfucker.
Yeah. Why y'all didn't open this other line number two?
You see turn what the fucking line.
God damn.
How you doing, lady?
I mean, the line was backed up, too. The man behind was like, God damn, what you got up there? Like, I'm like, my man, relax back there. You was too close. I felt your breath. I didn't like it. Like, still supposed to be 6 feet, my nigga. Matter of fact, where's your mask?
Damn. Nigga didn't have no mask, and you mean tell me he whispered in your ear?
Yo. Oh, shit.
You mean to tell me you let a nigga whisper in your ear, huh?
Yo, these white people don't care. They walking around without the mask. They going in the stores without the mask. I be seeing them.
Nigga, you don't got no mask.
I keep a mask, bro. Fuck are you talking about? Real shit. I keep the mask. Since I caught the COVID, nah, I keep the mask. I keep the mask. You know what I mean?
He said you ain't got no mask.
Fuck Dave. All right?
Shit. My beard, my mask. You need my beard?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I've seen a lot of white people that go into gas stations, they in the grocery store, they are not masked up. Talking about they vaccinated. I don't even believe that, but it's cool. It's cool. Oh, man. Halloween's coming. Kids are ready to go trick-or-treating.
Halloween shit.
Y'all little niggas better not be talking about egging no cars or egging no houses or nothing, because that was the type of stupid shit I was doing. I'm not passing out candy. Candy is the devil. It's not good for you. Why I'm going to get a kids that? I like kids. I don't give them that trash.
Kids be getting overloaded. Man, we used to be junkies. Junkies out that candy. Eating it like crazy. Nah, yeah, save some for tomorrow. Switch out. Now, let me get that one.
Yeah, I'm going to take the kids around the neighborhood, but I ain't going to lie. I'm going to let them get the candy. We throwing that shit away. I'm like, yo, this candy's bad. This ain't even, you don't even want this. It's mess your stomach up. It's not good for you.
You going to carve a pumpkin?
Shout out to my mother, right?
Pumpkin baby. Put the light in the pumpkin.
Why does my mother want to give me a pumpkin and give it to my daughter? Talking about you got to carve it up. Why I got to do all of that? I don't even want the pumpkin. Now I gotta gut the shit, put designs in it and shit.
Doing
put,
those little activities.
Put a fucking candle inside of it, sit on my front porch and shit. I don't wanna do none of that
you
shit.
You gotta make Halloween cookies.
No, nigga. No. No Halloween cookies, none of that shit. And y'all niggas is weird as fuck if y'all gonna talk about how y'all support Jesus and love Jesus, but y'all gonna go out there trick-or-treating, taking kids out there, and Halloween's on Sunday. I said what I said, man. Halloween's on Sunday, man. Go support the Lord.
Now you want to support the Lord.
What?
Lord, I've been trying to talk to you all these years. Now, yeah.
What?
Lexington, listen. What? Nah, I ain't listening. Lexington, just listen to me.
They going out here supporting Halloween on the Lord's
Halloween
Day.
Come. You messing with the Lord.
They want you out here wearing scary masks on the Lord's Day. Can you make it make sense for me, man? I'm confused out here. That's why I'm not taking my kids out there. Not doing it, man.
Oh, they do the bobbing apples on Halloween.
Nigga, it's COVID. Ain't nobody bobbing. What you talking about?
It's COVID. Ain't nobody bobbing.
Are y'all at least going to give out candy this
year? That was a nasty tradition anyway.
Oh my God. First of all, I never bobbed for apples.
That's a nasty tradition.
I just thought,
tradition.
Like, who came up? That was, like, from the fair, though. And then came from the fair, right?
Are y'all going to give out candy this year?
Have it up then.
You ain't gonna be, or you just leave the light on, leave the candy?
Throw it up. Get out of here.
God damn.
Yeah. I don't get any trick or treaters.
I was just gonna look at them, then knock at your door.
Ah. Yo, free Pooh Shiesty. See, Pooh Shiesty's getting ready to take a plea deal on the case that he's facing. Some situation where him and an associate shot somebody during a little robbery or something like that. And that's not even the same incident he was going through with the club situation.
I was trying to tie a nigga up.
Young boy, too, like 21, 22, man. Not giving a fuck out here, man.
Well, Gianna was getting out, right?
I guess. I don't know. It's just real out here. It's fucked up, man. And I like his music. I was hoping he's going to drop some more new music. Fuck with Pooh Shiesty.
Like, I feel like Pooh Shiesty going through the Gucci Man shit.
He signed to Gucci, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the young Gucci Man. I was in jail and then coming out making hits. Going back in jail, coming out making hits. Mm-hmm.
They also say he's possibly going to face life in prison. Like, another rapper.
I hope that's not the case, because you know what I'm saying? I got to understand, like, in that business, hopefully he got good lawyers. Hopefully he set up, you know, a plan up for a good lawyer. I mean, you got to always have him on deck. I feel especially me talk shit like the way you do, because the court be trying to use every little thing. You know what I'm saying? Entertainment. I feel like they shouldn't be able to use that. You got to find some other shit. You shouldn't be able to use the entertainment side of what he said on the track.
Do you think some of these rappers should be careful on what the fuck they saying these days, though? Like, if they really out here, they're like, why the fuck y'all even
I just feel like
putting it out there?
That real, authentic music, like, why would you get mad at that?
I'm not mad at it. No, no, it's like, I'm not as far as being you, careful about how you going to move out here since you are talking like that.
I'm not saying you, but if I feel like if you censor like that, what is hip hop?
You can't tell everything.
Most people don't, but
it put a certain light on you. It put a certain light and certain target on you, though.
The way they might spit, just telling a story. I feel like if you feel like you really did that, it really got you drawn into it. If you so concerned about that lyric, like, he got you drawn. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what he want. There's no niggas out here like, yeah, man, Pooh Shiesty, that nigga. You American niggas on the song. Killing niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing as 3-6 Mafias. Everybody does that.
Shout out to
3-6. You know what I'm saying?
I just be thinking some of these rappers, I mean, if they really living it still, kind of, if you still walking around like that, like, you gotta be careful. Saying, like, they on your ass, man.
3-6 Fiend, you know what I mean? Come on. Say some shit like, put nigga in the fucking, letting pigs eat them, you know?
Wait, what?
Damn. Get rid of the body, you know what I'm saying? Chop it up, let the pigs eat.
Oh, yeah. I remember it. Yeah,
you know?
3-6.
And that was in the movie?
It was this white guy. He was on social media, recorded something where he seen Meek Mill album cover, you know, from his last album that he just released, Expensive Pain.
Okay.
The album cover happened to be on a public city bus driving through the city. And, you know, on the album cover, it has all kind of shit. You know, naked women with bent over, pussy showing, titties out, money.
On the album cover?
You don't remember the album cover from Meek Mill, bro?
Probably
it's supposed to be like some artistic thing.
It's a painting.
Yeah, it's a painting. It's artistic.
Okay.
White guy was complaining, didn't like it.
Because he got looking on the bus.
Yeah, shit is all over the outside of the
bus.
He
ain't getting no pussy.
So wait.
Nah, okay, go ahead. No pussy.
I agree with him, though.
Nah, he's not getting no pussy.
Nah, bro.
I agree, but I understand.
You don't want kids seeing that
shit. Yeah, you're right. He's not getting pussy. He's a pussy.
Nah,
this nigga watching porn. I don't give a fuck what he's talking about. He's killing his hand. He's mad. Oh, God. Every time he come to see the bus, nigga, fucking pants is ruined. He mad he got to keep changing pants.
Oh, my God.
Just a new underwear, nigga.
So that's how you feel?
Yeah, fuck that nigga. What? I said it, what? I'm tired of being politically correct with these. Fuck that nigga. Fuck you, crime. Fuck you. No, I'm just joking, though.
No, like, you're not. No, you're not. You're not joking, nigga.
You're right. It's not right for the kids. I understand that.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Then that's on the outside of a public bus right there.
Okay, that's African artwork.
I mean, no, the artwork is dope.
I thought it was real, you know, pussy showing. No, it's not.
Nah, but look at the little pink on the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
She's bent over.
That's
on a public bus, bro.
That's a strawberry.
That's on a public bus. Are you walking down the street with your kid?
Mm-hmm. Get some tape.
What is this nigga talking about?
Get some duct tape and tape.
What are you talking about? Shut up, nigga.
And tape the titties and the balls and everything.
Like I said, I agree with the white dude, man. You can't have that shit on no public bus, man. I don't know what the fuck. I know it's marketing. He wants to promote his album and everything. But if I'm walking around with my daughter or some shit, she's like, oh, what's that? It's like.
It's art.
It is art on your fucking album cover. I respect it in that regard. But putting on public transportation, nah. I can't fuck with that.
It's on one bus?
No, it happened to be in major cities like Miami, that LA, nigga. New York,
that
Philly.
It's hard.
You said what?
Meekville is hard. Yeah, you don't give a fuck.
But I kind of look at it too, though. But like, what about the public transportation? Why y'all allowing that shit to even be put on the fucking buses?
Titties and ass. Like, trunks.
The pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to put ass all in the air.
You see them titties out there. Yeah. They crooked though.
Yeah, it was a little much, but like you said, the MTA and everybody, it was approved.
So that's the thing. That was a. That's
you know what I mean. Yeah, like they approved it. Like, so what's really gonna happen?
So basically, the white guy should have never been mad at Meek Mill. Should have been mad at the Metro.
Exactly. He was a little extra with it, too. He was going off talking about Illuminati shit. Nigga, shut up. Shut up. And he tried to throw black women. Oh, black women, you don't like. Nigga, you wasn't. You ain't. Don't try to throw that shit in there to get niggas on your back, nigga. Say what was really on your mind, which was at the end of the argument, talking about some Illuminati shit. And the vaccine. He even tied the vaccine into it.
Exactly.
So all that extra shit he was talking about in the beginning of his little rant is all bullshit. You know what I mean?
And then he got on the bus. And you're trolling. And the vaccine.
Right, nigga.
Illuminati.
Exactly. What are you talking about, dog? Cut it out.
But I don't want to see that shit on no public bus though. If I'm walking,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, what the fuck was the Metro thing proving that shit?
What do he look like? You see?
Nah.
Oh, he just heard it.
I just heard.
Yeah, he probably had a T-shirt. Just finna watch a porn. Yeah, he don't get no. He don't get no pussy. Man.
What are you talking about?
He don't get no pussy. That's why he's a parent. He wasn't even about nothing, bro. He heard Dave. He's basically one. I can't get nobody.
So he's just crying for pussy right
crying.
Now.
Crying. He can't even get them plastic.
Just trying like he just crying. He happened to see the pussy on the outside of the fucking bus. Yeah, he's mad. He just crying for pussy because he ain't getting no pussy. That's what you get.
Yeah,
that's what you get from this shit.
He can't fuck the bus. All
right, cool.
So he can't fuck the bus.
Like, you want this nigga to hump on the side of the bus? He can't do it. Titties. He mad. What?
Black women, is this what you support?
Mm-hmm.
Is this how you want to be looked at?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You watching that black porn?
Hmm? He's probably definitely watching black porn.
He's watching porn.
Everybody watches black porn.
You heard what he said, Illuminati.
Illuminati.
He's already talking about porn.
All right, well, listen, man. BMF is the best show on television right now. I don't know if y'all guys probably still haven't gotten to it.
Not yet. I need to watch it. I'm not sleeping on the BMF. So don't get that wrong. I'm not sleeping on BMF. I got to record it. I'm watching tonight. Or tomorrow.
This shit is getting better every fucking episode, man. Every episode. It's getting, like I said to you before, it started off a little slow, but I mean, you at the beginning stages, man. The more they get into it, it's like episode 5 now. It's getting better and better every fucking episode, man. I suggest everybody go see it.
It's the look.
What you mean?
You know, like,
it's the look, the storyline.
Okay.
The acting is good. Like, everything right now so far is fire.
Some stars in there, I'm pretty sure.
You said what?
Seeing some stars in there, pretty sure. Like different kind of stars.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's a different crew of
people.
I didn't watch it's a different crew of people. Up and coming. Okay. Like I said, Meech's son is playing him, so... It's fire, man. I suggest you guys, like, sit down and go watch it. Y'all could binge it at this point. Maybe y'all wait till, y'all should wait till it finishes up, and then y'all binge and watch the whole thing, but.
How many episodes? Like,
3? I mean, we on 5 right now.
5? Okay.
I don't know how many it's going to be. I'm going to assume it's probably going to be 10. I'm going to assume.
Okay. No.
Hmm?
Let me 6.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Straight 6 episodes.
All right, well, your boy Trump said that we need to stop all the Haitians from coming to America because they're sitting here bringing in AIDS.
Why is Trump still talking?
Why the fuck would Trump say some wild shit like
Why
that?
Why is Trump still talking? Why is we still listening to his name?
That's more important.
They allowing it. When he calls in, they want to talk to him. He called in. He said he doesn't know where this country is going. Basically saying, like, if he was in the office, he wouldn't be allowing this shit with the Haitians. He'll be blocking all of that.
That nigga sniffing cocaine, saying shit, bro.
I'm not surprised. I'm sure he probably is. 5 lines
and text and shit.
He's probably too old to do cocaine now, bro.
No, he's not. Look at how his hair is.
You don't think they don't, like those coke addicts don't get to a certain age and it's like, I'm too old for this shit.
His body is, that's why he walks and talk like that. Look like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no face tight like that. Unless you're doing, I'm just saying, his face tight. The hair lean up like his hair.
You don't
like,
have no hair. What the fuck is you talking about?
The wig. That's why the wig's leaning like that. That cocaine is dragging it down. What? Full of coke, nigga. Sniff coke and he takes shit.
I don't think he's doing coke. I don't think he's doing coke.
Man, get out of here.
He's full of
that's
coke.
That's why they kicked. Yeah, he kicked him out the White House. Nigga had so much coke in there. What the fuck are you doing? Yo, I do what I want. I'm in the White House.
With all the coke.
Yeah, why you think it's
I'm in the White House with all the white.
Yeah.
Like, with all the white.
He's off and then got mad at him about that shit. Why you got this white here? This is the White House.
This is the White House. I'm supposed to have white here.
Line. Yeah. Nigga want bomb shit and saying all kind of shit. His wife copying shit. She about to fall out. She on that white.
They just all on the white, right? Yeah, all white, on that white. Man. Yo, that white just flooding all through the White House.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Stop fucking with Donald.
Donnie. Donnie.
I'm fucking with him. You on that white Papa Molly. Y'all niggas keep fucking with this nigga.
Donnie on the white in the White House.
Man, he treat everybody like Denzel and Training Day. Everybody stuff white.
Yeah, that's why niggas don't like to work for him. Yeah, get them fucked up. They be like, "What I took? Yeah, I don't know. You like to get wet,
right? Mm-hmm. He be like, I ain't know you like to party.
It was a party.
I didn't know you liked to party. Alright, well, he didn't shut his fucking mouth about the fucking Haitians, man. You don't know who got AIDS or none of that shit.
Haitians gonna destroy
They trying to get, they trying to be living a little better than what the fuck their situation is.
You true.
Can't knock them. Fuck that.
Haitians. Shout out to the Haitians.
You already know. Haitians, shout out to the fucking Haitians.
Haitians some killers, man. They kill you guys. Keep talking that shit.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with Donnie?
This nigga want to get. That's what I'm telling you, niggas on that white. Only stupid niggas say shit like this. Like. Huh? Get AIDS. Now, sons play golf. This nigga sniffing like a motherfucker. His fucking face is tight. What the fuck you want from him? Keep listening to this nigga. Donald Trump, I'm so sick of watching this news. I ain't anything about Donald Trump.
You think he's going to run in
2024? Find some fucking other news.
You think he's going to run in 2024? Hmm? You think Donnie's going to run 2024?
He's going to keep running as long as that coke keep coming.
Huh? Get done with this nigga.
The coke is on the boat and he's going to keep running. Nigga's running around the building right now.
I'm talking about run for office for president again, nigga.
Yeah, he's going to run for it.
You going to vote for him? It's going to be either him or Biden again, man.
Vote for him.
I'm tired of all these niggas. Huh? I'm tired of all these things. Biden half dead.
Wait, what?
I think it's a little fucked. You know,
he's not half. How old is he?
Nigga dead. That's how old he is.
Last time he couldn't even make
a speech. He be up there looking like a sock puppet. No. Yeah, do he look like a sock puppet? That's crazy. A little Muppet and shit.
What's that 3D shit? Hologram.
Yeah, that'd be a hologram.
The hologram last time.
That nigga dead, man.
Yeah. They had to bring him in last time like a big casket.
They could be talking gibberish.
I just want the black lady in. I see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Nah, listen.
She doing all the work.
I don't fuck with neither.
She doing all the work.
She is. He can't. Like, as soon as he talked, that nigga dead. Now I ain't trying to be like funny. Like, he falls out. I'm asleep. Then he wakes up, do pictures, fall asleep again. She got to do everything.
I hear you, bro.
Know what they doing, man.
Yeah, they know what they doing. Did you guys see the Squid Game on Netflix?
Yeah, Squid Game's good, man.
You fuck with the Squid Game?
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for the next season.
They gonna come out with another season of it?
Yeah.
They said that shit broke all kind of records on Netflix. Like, one of the most streaming shows ever or some shit like that.
Most of the time I know about Netflix, they put that one season to see if you really fuck with it.
Let's kind of explain it to Dave, though, since he ain't seen it. He ain't gonna see it, but the shit is wild.
He might watch it, because honestly, it's alright.
Now that shit is wild. No. So what they were doing is they're contestants, right, in some fucking game where they can win, like, what was that shit? What was this, like $40 billion, $40 million, some wild shit like that? But these motherfuckers was like all in debt or some shit. They always owe
money.
They
play the game and they got them in debt.
Yeah, they in debt and shit. So they go play the game, try to win this money. They playing little kid games and shit, Dave. Like fucking red light, green light. You know what I mean? Tug of war, shit like that. But the red light, like, but if you get eliminated, you know what I mean? Eliminate is death, nigga. You gonna die, nigga.
And you getting murked.
It's over for you. Body your ass. And then they had a game where it's like, you'll think like, say like, okay, the tug of war is a team effort, but then they had it where it's like, okay, we want you to team up, pick a partner or whatever. And then when you pick your partner, you're thinking, oh, okay, we're gonna do this together. Let's say me and you gonna team up, right, Dave, do this shit. All right, now they gave us a set of marbles. Now we got to play marbles against each other, and whoever takes the most marbles is eliminated. So, motherfucker, like, I'm thinking we're going to look out for each other, but really, it's at this point, we've got to kill each other. Like, this shit is fucking wild, bro. This shit is wild,
man. It's like they break you down because supposed to be like a team effort. That's what you think. Then it's not a team effort. You got to know that you're working for yourself at the end.
At the end. Because only one person is going to win the money.
Yeah.
But you ain't even know this shit was even going to happen until after the first game where you realize you're going to die, nigga.
But at the same time, everybody still worked together. Even though the people that died, they still kind of worked with each other.
But, okay, check this out, though, Moses. What about the situation where they all got scared and they didn't want to play no more? And they let them go home.
Mm-hmm.
And as they went home and shit, they sent out invitations again, like, yo, if you want to come back, come back. And 90% of the motherfuckers came back to try to get that bread, knowing they gonna end up dying if they lose.
But that was the thing too, when they start talking knowledge and then, you know, we go to court, like, you know, this ain't right. Okay then, don't worry about it. We're gonna let y'all go. But if you come back, know, like, this is what's gonna happen. You know.
They had a game where it was like London Bridge, Dave, and they had to jump on glass tiles, but plexiglass wouldn't break, but regular glass would. But you couldn't tell which was the plexiglass or the regular glass as you jumping across and shit. Like, it was wild shit like that, my nigga. Tug of war, you pulling somebody off, they falling down, they dead.
But the thing is, like, you got to think about it. You still have to do it because you got to understand you got to pay that debt off.
Right. True. Would you have done that shit, Moses? Could you see yourself? Like, okay, after you done seen, all right, yo, they let us go home. I'm still alive. I get to go home. Would you have went back to that shit?
Fuck no. I'm going to tell you why, because you're going to get, you know what I'm saying? I'm probably, my dumb ass to get burnt. Because I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Most of them games didn't know.
Man, ain't nobody scared of no fucking debt, nigga. America is built on debt, nigga. We all in debt. Fuck out of here.
I don't think I'm going back.
Hell no. I ain't risking my life for no debt.
Still shit set up because.
But you getting like 40 mil.
But listen, though.
Give a fuck.
No, but the thing is, like, I still should. You remember when they went home? I still should have got paid a little something.
No, nigga.
They didn't get paid now because you were paid shit, didn't finish, man. It. So you got to come back. So, you know, they set them up.
Oh, it's definitely a setup.
And they knew, you know what I'm saying, what type of people it is. Wasn't no regular ass nigga.
Definitely.
Yeah. Just like, you know, a nigga got a gambling problem. Hey, bro, play these dice.
Right. 4, 5, 6, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Squid Game. This shit was crazy, though. All
right, so if give me three... Or give me a couple events for the Hood Squid Games, if you think.
Oh, no.
If Squid Games.
Oh, no. But you know.
Dominoes.
Dominoes. I'm about to say that.
You got to. No more card games. Ain't
the
no.
crates.
No.
The crates. Remember the milk crates? The milk crates. The milk crates.
That would work for it.
Let's do the milk crate. We bring the crates back out.
But you know how they had on. Okay.
We don't want nobody to die, though. We don't want nobody to die.
That's what it is.
Oh, you want niggas to die?
I'm just saying, if it was in the hood, it was the hood,
and it was like, it has to be that. But what I'm saying is, you remember Mortal Kombat, the first one, on the last part when he walked on, was it Liu Kang? When the little shit came up, like with the crates, you had to do something like that. Mm. So a nigga fall, nigga, he fucked up. Spikes out of there.
Cornhole for y'all country niggas.
That'd be good.
That'd be good.
Double Dutch for the bitches.
That'd be even funny if they, the guys had to do it.
Right.
Oh shit.
See what I'm saying?
Nigga dead.
Yeah. Squid Game is fire though, man. Check that shit out on Netflix, man.
What's the shit? Little Square Game. Little square hop game.
Oh, hopscotch. That's funny.
Shit.
Ah.
Nigga, we did hopscotch.
Hopscotch for your life, nigga.
Yo.
Oh, man. And handball. Fuck out. What's up? Handball, nigga.
I didn't play handball. Handball's cool.
But I play handball in New York, Dave?
I didn't play.
I seen niggas play. That shit looked tough as fuck.
That shit was fun. I was up there when I was a kid.
We played butts up, pause. Yeah, man.
I remember that too. Butts up, I'm trying to bing you with that fucking tennis ball, nigga.
Yeah. That was official.
For real.
Niggas was getting violated, pause, with them, what's the name?
With the tennis ball on the wall.
Shit right there, nigga.
Nigga get fucked up, man.
Mm-hmm.
My face,
ping.
My chest, my balls.
Why? Headshot. Right to the back of the head.
Somebody get mad and roof that motherfucking
ball. Oh my God, man. So you guys want to talk about that Chappelle special? We didn't get to talk about that. The closure on Netflix.
It was good. To me, it was good because Dave's always put something that needs to be said, but kind of like, you know, it's still funny. Mm-hmm. Like Richard Pryor used to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's a strong comedian. But the thing that pisses me off is when we say something or when a comedian says something, everybody try to like go hard on it, but not listening what he's saying. If you listen to every comedy thing, he's really giving everybody a shout out and showing love.
And a message.
Yeah, and a message.
Not everybody got messages. Hmm? So not everybody
got messages. Not every comedian, but I'm just talking about him.
I'm talking about Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, I'm not talking about every comedian because not all of them we fuck with. You know this. So
this one was fire. I enjoyed it. I see he got a lot of backlash behind it of the transgender and the LGBTQ.
That's why I don't understand, especially he was like saying he said, you know, baby fucked up, you know. But at the same time, I feel like he was just giving out what he thought about it and what should we do? Like, help us, you know, clear this up. You know, let's be a team instead of like working against each other, I feel like.
What stuck out to me was when he said he was jealous of the community. More of, no, I don't hate them. It's like, how the fuck did y'all team up so good together? Mm. You know what I'm saying? And us as black people, we can't, like, we've been trying to do that for years.
Like, you're trying to say they got a nice move. They got a tough movement. Like, nobody really definitely their movement. That's why I feel like it was a shout out to them. Like, he's saying, like, yo, y'all got
like,
the flag.
I love, like, y'all I respect what the fuck like, y'all doing. Like,
I'm not trying to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
And what he said about the baby, how nothing happened to his career as he killed the nigga. But he said what he said at the Rolling Loud show about gay. Well, not gay, but sucking dick or whatever.
It's the truth. I'm just saying, like.
And then now it's outrage.
Just be
canceled, strong
about everything, like, you know. That's what he basically saying, like, he shot another nigga, nobody cared. Okay, that's hard. But he come out, like, saying, he did say some crazy shit.
Nah, he said some wild shit. Okay, don't get it twisted. He said some wild shit. Because even he was like, even I said, well, damn, like, you went far with that one. Like,
I thought it was just high.
But it was good. It was a good stand-up. It was excellent. Niggas just, I don't know. You can't control what people get mad at these days.
You really can't.
Niggas, everybody got their voice.
I feel
but
that.
All that canceling shit is corny. You know what I mean? Voice your opinion. You know what I mean? Because I guess they just, you know, a lot of people was mad. No, just to be mad and, you know what I mean? Because there's other comedians that say worse shit than that.
Oh, come on.
What he said, you know what I mean? Yeah. But, hey, you know, they not popular, so ain't nobody trying to cancel him, but.
Yeah.
You know, that is what it is.
You can't
cancel the nigga anyway. He don't really need this shit.
Yeah.
And he don't give a fuck. He already said it. He was if this is what being canceled feel like, this is. I love it. Like, he responded to it. Like, I'm good over here.
But
Netflix is standing behind him. They ain't taking the shit off.
Yeah.
They like, yo, can come watch some more of it.
Yeah.
like
Dave said, like, the canceling shit is whack. I agree with Dave on that. Like,
it is. It's trash.
Fuck that shit, bro. Like, that's the people money. They got families and shit and people that's in jobs they trying to help out. So don't think about them. Don't just think about that one person. All he had to do was just talk to him. Let's talk about this. That's all it, you know what I'm saying, need to be said through that, feel through the community. Let's talk.
Yeah, he ain't physically harming nobody.
Yeah.
At all. Like, relax.
Yeah, so, I mean, but I can still see where somebody can be offended if they didn't sit down and watch the whole entire thing, though, too. Like, if you just, you hear what he's saying, it's like, oh, no, I can't watch this shit no more. I'm not watching. I'm turning this off. But you got to really watch the shit to the end to get the entire message of what he's saying.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that's what makes the shit even more dope about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nah, come listen to what the fuck I'm saying. It sounds outrageous, but no, I have something to say behind all of this.
Have you ever, I probably haven't. Have you ever watched a comedian that you feel like you had to watch the whole thing? You might agree what he said from the jump off.
No. I don't look at comedy like that.
Nah, me neither.
I'm looking to laugh. Trying to be
I'm looking
upset.
For the joke.
You're right. I'm not
looking for the joke.
You just look for upset. Who you know.
No, I'm just not looking to be upset. I think there when you when you watching a comedy show, you look to laugh. You don't look to be
entertained.
What I'm saying is, like, you know, you give other comedians a chance because we might be used to some of our comedians, so it's not going to be a problem for us. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, I don't know. It depends on the content. You know what I mean?
Because the content about. Plays a big role.
If I can't relate to you, I ain't gonna listen to you.
Yeah.
So
I can't really say that though, because I'm pretty sure. Because
like some comedians, you know what I'm saying, joke on every
I think
race.
If you just funny, some you just funny.
Yeah.
And I don't have to
and
relate
it still
to it.
Be like funny as hell, like George Lopez is just style. Joke right. on every kind of race and it's still funny.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's what I mean, like. Have you ever seen one like, I don't know if that's, you went too far, my dude.
Do y'all think Dave Chappelle should bring the Dave Chappelle show back?
I don't think so.
No?
Some stuff you should leave in the, because you got to understand, it might be the people you work with, then, you know, Charlie Murphy gone, so.
But he's not the only one, though.
Nah, but. I just want to remember what is, you know what I'm saying? What was that?
Yeah, leave it the way it is.
Yeah, because you got to ask somebody, and I know it'd be perfect, but at the same time, it's still like, where's Charlie? You know what I'm saying? Some stuff you, some stuff you look for is like,
rest in peace.
A lot of shows is coming out, they don't have the same person, and they put somebody else in, you're not going to watch.
You can't, hey, not even that. You just can't even make that type of comedy anymore, unfortunately, because of this reason here. I mean, everybody's
yeah, but I don't know, because it's Dave Chappelle. He don't give a fuck. Like,
I understand that. I mean, you just gotta.
I feel like he'll blow right through that shit.
He's gonna be hearing it every fucking episode. Nobody wants to do that. I mean, I'm sure there's some people that want. You know, I would watch it if he do it, but
yeah, of course, like I think we watch it, but I don't know. You gotta think, like, he still was getting backlash.
Somebody's gonna be mad
with
every
the show.
Fucking
yeah, like,
episode. Every episode.
He ain't gonna give a fuck, though. Like, I will watch it.
Like, I don't wanna watch another Half Baked. I don't think you should come out with another two.
I have to go back and watch that movie.
I ain't seen
I seen bits and pieces of it. Like, I might have caught it here one time, and then I'm going to go do something. I caught this part, and every part I might have seen was like funny as hell. I've never sat down and watched it like complete.
Okay.
Classic.
Talking about some of these horror movies that you don't want to remake. Like, should you think they gonna remake Chucky?
I don't want to see none of these shits. What are you talking about?
Nothing, Dave? Like, nothing?
You never, like, watch Jason?
Nah, bring Scream back, man.
Scream is coming back.
It's coming back?
Coming back, bro. I didn't even like the first Scream.
Scream, yeah. It looks like it's going to be interesting, but, you know.
Yeah, bring Scream back, man. I fuck with Scream. Leave Freddy Krueger and them niggas in the
woods.
Scream
movie, then they had the Scream show.
I didn't see the Scream show. And I probably wouldn't watch the Scream show.
In the preview, you know how everybody
scary
got
movies.
You know how everybody got a home automation and shit. And nigga locking doors and shit. And niggas lights is turning on and off because everybody got their shit plugged up to their phone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's gonna be they
up
brought
to
it
date
modern.
Type shit.
Yeah, they brought it modern to modern day. But you know, it's not even a scary movie. It's a slasher film. So
I don't get scared.
Niggas just killing people. It's not really a scary movie.
Yeah, but that's what they call, like, you know. Well, yeah, I guess like the horror. Not scary,
it's
but
not
horror.
Yeah, it's not a horror movie. I mean, but yeah.
Y'all didn't try whatever. To see Candyman? Isn't that supposed to be scary?
Yeah, I guess. I didn't see it, but I was just asking.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I heard it was more of like they had like a little political message to it. So it's not as scary as the first one
I feel like you can't make
the scary movies
They're not scary. There you go, Dave. I'm with
Dave. You can't make it. I don't know.
I don't get scared of them shits.
Because Rob Zombie went did Halloween and what's the name? He did a good job. You know what I'm saying? So those movies were good. But
bring Chucky back for the kids. I would say for the kids, Chucky.
Nigga, but Chucky was never a kid movie. What are you talking about?
Well, I only watched it as a kid.
It wasn't a kid movie, though.
That's some shit.
Fucking crazy. They had sex
with
Chucky.
We just was watching it.
Chucky was never a kid movie.
So. I said bring Chucky back for the kids. It's not even a kid. God damn it.
You want Killer Clowns to come back too?
Right. Uh-huh. Remember that?
Yo, that was the shit.
I don't want to see none of these shit.
Killer Clowns. Eating the popcorn and shit.
I don't want to see none of these shit. So I'm with Dave, man. Because I don't get scared
they
of
keep,
none of this shit.
They keep bringing back Halloween.
Yeah, I don't know how this nigga keep popping up.
This nigga keep coming back.
I think this is supposed to be the last one.
How old is he supposed to be?
I don't know, but this nigga, you know they saying? Can't kill this nigga. Stop burying this nigga.
Stop there.
Yeah, put him in the cement.
Yeah, his sister about 80 years old trying to kill him and shit.
I didn't even know he had a sister.
Nigga, the white bitch that he
that's who he kept trying to kill.
Trying to kill, that's his sister, man. Yeah, shut up, man.
He trying to kill his family. The last one survivor was his sister, so he trying to kill the last of his family.
It's all dumb.
It's all stupid. Shout out to UNC Pembroke. I seen y'all had Vanilla Ice headlining y'all homecoming this past weekend.
Vanilla Ice.
That's what I saw. Telling you what I saw, man. What you want me to say?
They need some donations.
He's gonna sing Ice Ice Baby out there.
Yeah,
that's crazy. You know who else? Just him?
I mean, I seen Vanilla Ice, and I seen they paid him 42 racks. I'm like,
$42 racks.
I said I could have came and did that for y'all. I could have gave you a 10% discount.
Ain't nobody even showing up to that shit. Who's showing up?
I'm sure they showed up.
It's a class reunion.
UNC Pembroke's down there.
I don't even think the kids know who that nigga is.
It's a class reunion. That's what it is.
I would imagine somebody voted for him to do the shit.
Nah, ain't nobody vote for shit.
They
did.
You voted for him to be there. They telling you, bro.
They had an old magazine. They was like, what rapper you want?
Ice Ice Baby. They brought him out there.
Whoever the coordinator down there needs to be fired.
What? What are you talking about?
You can put the
two. They want it.
You can put the two lines on the side of his head and go out there. And
that's crazy.
With the handle pants and do his thing.
Dave said that's crazy.
Get your money though.
Yeah, they have Vanilla Ice, my nigga. You know what I mean? That shit's wild.
They popping champagne. Yeah, it came up, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. Shout out to my Knicks. We looking good out here. We looking good. My Knicks looking good, bitch.
Okay. Squad going good.
Yeah.
What's their numbers?
Well, we playing right now. We supposed to be 2-0, but if we win right now, we'd be 3-0. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no. Fuck. Let me get off of this shit. All right. We're down a little bit. So it's all good.
Knicks losing?
We just beat these motherfuckers too. Fucking Orlando, nigga. You shouldn't be there. Shout out to Orlando. I love it down there.
Looking at Trump tweets.
Trump can't tweet no more, stupid. They got rid of his ass.
Yeah, they cut that shit out. So he got somebody else tweet for him.
A lot of shootings in Fayetteville still going on. This shit is wild. This shit's wild around here, man. A lot of shootings going on in Fayetteville. I've seen a couple of them where it's even domestic. You know what I mean? Like where the boyfriend is shooting the girlfriends and the girlfriend pregnant, and they shoot, like, it's that type of shit going on. I'm not understanding what the fuck is going on out here. I just want to say to the young kings out here, it's never that serious for you to want to shoot her. You know what I mean?
To shoot anybody.
Anybody. You know what I'm saying? What I'm talking about, I'm saying as far as domestic goes. You know what I mean? Domestic. I don't know what she's putting you through, but it's not worth it. You know what I mean? It's not worth it.
Nobody's really worth it. Shoot anybody.
Shoot anybody, but your significant other on top of that. Like, come on, man.
It's worth it. Your life, you know what I'm saying?
I seen two other people. They've been shot for breaking into somebody's crib. So
stay out of people's houses.
There you go about that situation. See, it's like
she's doing their house.
It's like it's like you don't know what you're going to get when it comes to these fucking shootings, man.
Get out on mustard greens and my pinto beans.
So it's wild out here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. But we're gonna keep it real. You already know what it is. You already know what it is. Y'all got anything, man? Because I might get the fuck out of here.
Jumping in niggas' houses.
Yeah, it's wild out here, bro. Mm-hmm. I see. Oh, there's another shooting that happened over there. You know, over there on 301. Pulled up beside him, started shooting him. Two of them dead, just like that. Got up out of there.
Shit, crazy.
It's the shootings on top of shootings going on here. School shootings. It's I don't know what to do. I'm nervous. I got kids. Honestly, I'm nervous. I got kids.
Yeah.
And I got guns, but I don't want to use them. But I will if I have to. Y'all got anything? Y'all good? Y'all want to get the fuck out of here? Dirty Water Podcast.
Get up out of here.
Episode 119 out this bitch. Catch us on fucking Twitter. Dirty_water_NC. You could check us out on Facebook. Dirty Water Podcast. Instagram, DirtyWater_podcast. My Instagram is DirtyWaterLex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Fuck with us. Write us. Comment. Whatever. Trying to keep this shit going. You already know what it is. 2-6 and
Moses.
Word. Can you-